This is Catalog and Cocktails,
presented by Data.World.
All right, well, this takes us to our next section. Let's move on to our lightning round, which is presented by Data.World, the world's only truly cloud-native data catalog. And with that, I got the first question. So I'm moving to the modern data stack. Should I implement a modern transform tool like dbt before a modern bi tool?
Yes.
All right.
Starting with the foundation, start upstream, right? Second question for you. Do you think that the streaming paradigm that we kind of talked a little bit about today in time will replace a lot of the batch warehouse workloads and maybe become more the center of the modern data stack?
I'm going to say no.
That's
fair. Want to add some more context to that?
I think not everything needs to be real time. Like, there's a time and place for it, but I don't think it needs to be the default.
I'm with you on that.
It's not all real time. It's not all batch.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. I got the next one. So if you are new on your journey to learn analytics engineering, should you just start with learning dbt?
I think that's a great place to start. Quick plug for my course on dbt.
Please go plug it in. Plug it in, please. Yeah.
I love it.
No, I think dbt is a great place to start because it kind of like folds in all of those other concepts that you need to learn as well, like the data modeling piece, the version control piece, the command line piece. Like, it's a great place to learn all of those things in a really like tangential way, like, and they all fit really nicely together and you can see how they actually work, like in practice.
Yeah. And I appreciate how engaged the DBT community is as well. So obviously, you know, for folks that are listening, you know, go join the Slack community for DBT, a really, really positive community. I think all three of us are active members on that community. And, you know, just quick plug, the DBT docs are quite good as well. Like, even if you don't know anything about Git and stuff like that, like, it kind of walks you through like everything you need to know from zero to 60. So that's a great starting point as well.
Yes.
By the way, please share the course that you're teaching. Where do you find more information? What does it start? I mean, yeah, go ahead. This is for data practitioners.
So we just had our like first round. We finished at the beginning of December, or maybe it was the end of November. I can't even remember anymore.
Time.
But our second round is starting in March 7th. And it's through this new education platform called CoRise. I've loved working with them. Like, DBT was one of their very first courses they've ever put out. So it's like very new, but it's a great platform. We've had really great feedback. I'm really excited that I'm going to be able to teach a new round of people DBT.
That's awesome.
All right, we got one more question, Tim.
All right, let's do it. Final lightning round question. Is it easier to train an analyst to be an analytics engineer or to hire an analytics engineer?
Train all the way.
Nice. Love it. So folks out there that are thinking about picking up DBT, not only could you be taking Emily's course here, learn DBT. That's a great path to this because we need more analytics engineers in the world.
Let me add one more then to kind of on the other side. Is it easy to train a data engineer to become an analytics engineer?
I think so. And actually in my course, like, we had people from engineering backgrounds, from analyst backgrounds. So from engineering, like, you know, you kind of have some of those more technical skills already. So you really just kind of need, it really depends on what you need to focus on, like either the tech skills or the more like data strategy, like business side.
Got it. Well, it's we could talk for hours. I got a bunch of more questions here. I'm looking forward to actually, I think hopefully all fingers crossed, we'll be coming to Austin in 2 weeks or something for the Data Council conference. So we'll have more of this. But hey, it's TTT. Tim takes it away with takeaways first.
Yeah, sure. So really appreciate this conversation with the MLA. I think there's been a lot of great takeaways and nuggets that we can take from this, really seeing how data work is happening and how the modern data stack is evolving from the perspective of somebody who's really working with data and with data teams. So really appreciate your perspective. I think some of the biggest takeaways that I really got out was, you know, that, you know, your own personal experiences, kind of like starting as an analyst, getting into analytics engineering, really starting to lead around sort of a data platform, and the things that you had to learn. And for folks that are listening, the ability for them to see like the kinds of things that they can pick up and focus on to build those skills, to put on that analytics engineering hat and be able to be, you know, participate and help grow the modern data stack. You know, things like learning Git, understanding more about data modeling, leveraging modern transformation tools like dbt. And, you know, another thing that I thought was a useful and very interesting takeaway was around sort of the challenges that you faced with some of your previous tools and how that prompted you to make adjustments, right? So whether it was, you know, your BI tool not providing version control, or, you know, trying to provide too much and it was sort of confusing to users, and like, how do you control like what people should have access to and what they should be allowed to do versus not do? You know, or having sort of confusion around, you know, what they can leverage and whatnot, right? Also things like the movement and the growth of semi-structured data, and that impacting what database technology you choose or which streaming stack that you choose. So, you know, as folks are listening, they can think about maybe some things that they're seeing in their own environments that may prompt them to want to move some of their technologies to more modern solutions. What about you, Juan? What are your big takeaways?
Well, one thing that I really love that you said was you got to learn by doing it, right? So, and learn a lot from the community, from DBT, right? Just start implementing. But a lot of that is having leadership and having the kind of your management being able to support you on that. I think that's super crucial. Your conversation today is more confirmation about what we're calling the modern data stack core, right? You got DBT, you have an ENL, which is probably Fivetran, right? You got a cloud data warehouse, Snowflake, and some a modern BI tool like Looker. And then what's interesting is then you, at some point, sooner than later, you'll probably get a data orchestration like Dagster in there. And fun, interesting is that you got this all down in 2 years. So this is a good kind of a benchmark for people to know what they're getting into. And then what's coming next, and this is also kind of like confirming kind of conversations that we had previously with other folks like Nick, is, yeah, that you need to go push your data back to other sources, then reverse ETLs we want to go to. Then you're, in this case, you guys need to have more real time. So you're probably looking into the streaming stack and Materialize. So that thing, there's different things of where you're going after with that. And then their team structures, what I find really interesting, right? You have a team structure for BI, which is separate for data science. And then this is around the marketing, product, and ops. You also have a team around the data platform. The analytics engineers are all kind of all over the place there. But even though they're distributed, you have the way how your team works. So you have regular check-ins, but everything's on Jira, so everything's very visible. People do code review. You can do code review from somebody else's team, and I think that's all encouraged. And you're very iterative and agile. So when you're working with people, you're working with the business stakeholders, like we can quickly show you the data, even if it's in a spreadsheet, we can go see it. If it is, great. If it isn't, we can quickly iterate around that. And then finally, if something we need to start thinking about is data modeling, knowledge first, right? And don't be strict about it. Be flexible. And the DBT community Slack is a great resource. That's what we did. That was our takeaways.
It's a lot.
Yeah, well, you had a lot of great knowledge. All right, we'll throw it back to you quickly here. What's your advice, number one? And second, who should we invite next?
Oh, my advice? I would say, I don't know, don't be scared to like try something new. Like a year ago, I never thought I would know how to build a Dagster pipeline. And now I do, just because I did it, like I tried it and I failed a couple times. And now I kind of know what I'm doing. So yeah, don't be afraid to just like suck at something.
And who should we invite next?
Oh, that's a hard question. Actually, so in my course, we had some fireside chats, and we talked to Jason Gans, who is a manager for, I'm gonna butcher this, like developer experience at DBT Labs. And he has a great story, great background. Really enjoyed our fireside chat with him. So he could be a great guest for you guys.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, yeah. We'll have to reach out to Jason.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Emily, thank you so much. This was a great conversation. And next week, we're going to have Ben Stansel from Moat. And we're going to be talking about what the heck is this metrics layer stuff. So cheers. And hopefully see you in a couple of weeks in Austin. For those who are listening who may be here in Austin, we're going to have some, hopefully, some Catalog and Cocktails meetup, which we'll be announcing pretty soon. And thank you, Emily. And also, thank you, Data.World, for supporting us to go do Catalog and Cocktails. Cheers.
Cheers.